Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Stone steals second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Akers for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball four. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. McNair reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. McNair scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earnshaw moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Kramer scores. Haas moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Kramer scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt has Haas trapped. He runs over and tags Haas for the out. Cochran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Geringer, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Funk moves to third. Jack Quinn now pitching. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Quinn covering. Safe. Funk scores. Hayworth moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayworth scores. One out. It's 8-7, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. the Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball towards center. Funk catches it and throws to third to double up Cochran. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-3 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Funk hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hogsett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hogsett, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hogsett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 8, Tigers, 8. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Renza now catching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McManus steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Alexander reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.